Spend a day with a plumber with Rosie on the house. We've filled the lines all hour long with people asking Chris Stanfield, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, plumbing-specific questions. We're not going to get to all the calls, Chris, so should somebody not get in, give the phone number again. How would people get a hold of y'all at Ben Franklin?
480-812-1855.
We hope y'all will come out and join us at the University of Phoenix Maricopa County Home and Garden Show today and tomorrow. We'll be doing plumbing demonstrations on stage. If you ever wanted us to infuse into you a little bravery for trying a plumbing repair project yourself, we're going to be actually demonstrating how to stop leaky faucets and leaky shower valves and talking about water heater maintenance on the demo stage, as well as demonstrating how to install crown molding, the tricks to installing crown molding to make it look like an expert did it. Crown molding, chair rails, and architectural baseboard.
Let's see how we can help Kay this morning. Recently just had our home repiped. Kay, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It's a home built in 69, a flat roof, and they replumbed with copper piping and ran it along the top of the roof. And, of course, insulated it and all that is fine. But my question is, they left a piece of pipe coming from the front of the home on the west side down to the back slope, and it's just a copper with nothing around it, or and is that normal?
So that was an existing pipe that was there?
No, it's a new copper plumbing. They ran up from the back slope in front of the house and then ran everything on the roof from that. But that's the only piece of copper piping that was not covered when it was all done.
Well, you know, that pipe wouldn't have to be covered except for maybe two or three times a year that we might actually get it free. So if you have the ability to do that, I would recommend covering it, wrapping it.
Myself?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do. It comes in 6-foot sections. You can get it at the hardware store, and then it usually has a split in it. Get the type that has a split, and since you already have the pipe installed, it'll slip over the pipe, and then if you can tape it with, it's called pipe wrap, which is like a 10 mil tape. It's like electric tape, but it's a little more heavy duty.
And I'm sorry, Kay, did you just have this done, or you bought the house and it was already done?
No, I just had it done. I've been here for over 20 years. I just had it redone, and I just thought that was maybe part of the bid was to have all the copper covered.
I would not encourage you to leave any copper exposed. I would call the plumber that replumbed the project for you and let them know you're concerned about it and see if they wouldn't come back out and finish wrapping that little that section that's still exposed. That would be my recommendation, Kay. We appreciate your call. If you get stuck and are not willing to do it, give us a ring. We'll be happy to help you out.
All right. Last caller for this Saturday's broadcast will be John. He's got a dishwasher that randomly leaks. Welcome to the program, John.
Gotta love those random leaks.
Yeah, so if it doesn't leak consistently, then it's hard for me to find out where it's leaking or even to call somebody out to look at it because it just does it every once in a while.
How's it manifesting itself? Water under the kitchen sink after the dishwasher ran or on the floor underneath the dishwasher?
On the floor in front of the dishwasher. So after a load, and like I said, every once in a while this happens, there'll be maybe a cup of water on the floor or a cup or two of water on the floor in a puddle in front of the dishwasher.
Well, Rosie, that's probably not actually a plumbing leak. It's probably been an appliance leak.
You're deferring that back to me, are you?
Yeah, and I'm thinking since it's random, unfortunately, you probably got to take that front lower cover off and then look up under there while it's running with a flashlight and see if you can see where it is leaking from, but be really careful not to stick your hand in there or anything while you have power on to it.
Yeah. The intermittent part of any leak makes it tough. I tell people when they try and do a little bit of plumbing themselves underneath a cabinet vanity, don't reload the cabinet back up with everything that was under there. Put a couple pieces of paper towel down there, leave it overnight, and make sure there isn't a drop of water on that paper towel the next morning. Then reload your cabinet. Because that I've seen that cause a huge mess. People think they've got the repair done, and They walk away from it. It's got a little drip in it, and they find it 3 weeks later when the floor of the cabinet is swollen up like a sponge.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got a real mess then. Are there any other little tricks or tips to finding a leak that you've tried? One of the things we talk about is the supply flexes from the angle stop in the wall to the bottom of the toilet tank or to the bottom of the faucet. One of the most dangerous supply flexes you can buy are the ones with the plastic nuts on it.
Yeah, usually those are for the toilets or in labs as well. But, yeah, those burst a lot.
Those burst a lot. I had someone come up to me yesterday after the plumbing demonstration and say, Rosie, I had a $100,000 claim at my house when the plastic nut on the supply flex to the toilet busted probably within hours after I left for a one-week vacation.
Yeah. And if it,
and it ran all week.
And for just a couple dollars more, you can get one with a metal nut on it.
Jess, if you're going to, one project you're going to do, and we're going to talk about this in the demonstration, one thing you could do to eliminate the risk of a burst pipe or supply flex in your house is get rid of the plastic ones, get a good braided stainless steel one. It is a project you can do yourself, but don't buy the braided stainless steel that has a plastic nut on one side. That's the tip of the week at Rosie on the House. Y'all have to join us next week. We're going to be flying in a color designer, an interior designer from PPG Paints, and we'll be
coming
talking about
all the way
colors.
From Dallas. That's just
right.
To talk to y'all.
That's right.
Until